Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Father Tom Burke of the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh, and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. This show spotlights the important work of Catholic education in our Catholic schools and parish faith formation programs. Catholic Education Plus is brought to you by the generous supporters of Catholic education, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh in southwestern Pennsylvania.
And this morning, we are visiting St. Vitus Catholic School, located in Newcastle, Lawrence County. Founded back in 1908, the school's mission is to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Classes are held for grades pre-K through 8th, and extracurricular activities include sports, field trips, and social events. St. Vitus Catholic School is committed to the spiritual growth, academic excellence, and preparing young people to be independent, diverse, moral, and spiritual thinkers. They also want their graduates to collaborate and compete in the technological world. And my guests this morning are Ed Sharbaugh, who is the new principal at St. Vitus School, and teacher Melanie Wydelko. Ed and Melanie, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
And we're really glad to highlight Lawrence County and St. Vitus Catholic School. And Ed, you're brand new to the school building, and you'll be starting school next week, as a matter of fact. And you've had a long career in public education, 34 years in the Farrell School District, Go Steelers, and serving parts of Mercer County and north of Newcastle. Why did you decide to accept this opportunity to become the principal of St. Vitus? That's wonderful to go from the public sector back to the Catholic school sector.
Yes. Well, I think there were two factors that convinced me or persuaded me to go ahead and take on this challenge. Initially, I went to a meeting. Father McCaffrey had invited me to a meeting that the Strategic Planning Committee had put together and presenting their plan. And their passion for the school and their commitment to keep Catholic education alive in the county really left an impression on me. And the other factor, so it was that group of people that supports it. And then the other factor was the fact that Father McCaffrey is in charge of the program, and I've known him for over 20 years, and I've seen the great things he's done. And I knew if with his support that, you know, this would be a challenge that I don't know that I would have done it with any other person behind it, because it's a big challenge, but I think he's always successful.
And Father McCafferty is the new pastor now at the new Holy Spirit Parish, just inaugurated July 1st, and it's all the former parishes in Lawrence County. And Father McCafferty is a phenomenal pastor. I worked with him when I was at St. Alphonsus in Wexford, and then also at St. James in Swickley. And he used to be up in New Bedford at the former St. James Parish in New Bedford, and then he went to St. John and Paul in Franklin Park. Now he's back in Lawrence County.
Yeah.
So really well-respected pastor.
Yeah,
and
he's an amazing
man. It's nice that you had that rapport with him. And he's doing a phenomenal job bringing the new Holy Spirit Parish together.
Yes.
You want St. Vitus to be known as the school of choice in Lawrence County, building on successful traditions and expanding the opportunity for the students. Can you give us an overview of your vision, including the improved technology for St. Vitus School?
Yes. Well, I think for the school to be a school of choice, you have to be able to compete with the public schools in that area. And, mm-hmm. they're very good, and people have a sense of community and pride in their schools now. So we have to be able to offer at least as good an academic program, if not better. And then in addition to that, extra programs for the kids, extracurricular, sports, cultural things that help educate the whole child. So I think we're trying to work in those two areas. Our big push academically is with the technology, and mm-hmm. Melanie will probably talk a little more about that with the STEM lab, robotics, and those things. We're also collaborating with Duquesne University and Grove City College to help with the staff development, curriculum, and things like that. And one of the other things we're doing academically is trying to really push the enrichment for the gifted and talented students. I think we do a lot. All the schools do a lot for remediation and struggling students. And I think the more advanced students tend to just be given a little bit of extra work and left on their own. So we really want to try and develop that part of the academics. More importantly, though, the other side of the spectrum is the whole child. So athletically, they have some nice programs going on. We added golf to the program this summer. Mm-hmm. We're adding tennis in the fall. And I'm working right now, talk to Slippery Rock about doing like rock climbing. And I'm looking at some outdoor adventure activities. I'd love to see them do things like get into cycling and take them to Ohio Powell for whitewater rafting, those type of things.
You're really thinking outside the box.
Those are things that I did at Farrell with the kids, mm-hmm. and the kids love it. And mm-hmm. yeah, it is a little different than the traditional football, basketball.
Right.
You know, we don't have the numbers to do something, a sport like football, but if I had the choice, if I could do either one, I'd pick the outdoor adventure activities. I do think it's a special opportunity for them.
And I like the school of choice because it is the only Catholic elementary school in Lawrence County. There's wonderful public and private schools in Lawrence and Mercer counties and on the border of Butler County.
Yeah.
But you give them that extra choice in providing the faith, the academics, plus the extracurricular activities.
Right.
It's a well-rounded balance,
and
that's important. Now, Melanie, you have taught at St. Vitus for 10 years, starting in fifth grade and then teaching second grade. Now you'll be teaching fourth grade and technology. So you really have a nice, well-rounded background with the young kids and the older kids. What are some of your goals this coming school year with a new perspective with fourth grade plus technology and working with Ed as the new principal?
Well, ironically, I think I've been teaching 18 years now. So ironically, the academics obviously is a goal always, but that comes with the territory. So what I really like to focus on, my goal in my classroom, is to develop a family atmosphere and get the parents involved and integrated into our day-to-day. Then you really get parent support and trust in you, and there's a great relationship, and it really is the key to success, I think, for any student. So that is always a goal. I always want to try new things. I don't want to stay stagnant in my role as teacher. So Ed has given me the go-ahead to kind of pilot a flexible seating arrangement in my classroom this year, and a little bit more of a free and open plan. So I think the kids will respond well to that. And then just as far as the school, integrating all of this technology that's coming and hoping to drive all of the initiatives that we have in place. Obviously, a lot of big goals there, but we're working on them steadily throughout the summer. We've met some of the goals already, so we're in a really good place to start the school year.
So now that summer's coming to the end and get back to the classroom next week, you've been busy over the summer.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. So we're at the finish line now, mm-hmm. But we're ready to go, and we're excited about everything.
And tell us about the STREAM Lab that's going to be offered at St. Vitus.
Well, the STREAM Lab we're really excited about. Everyone knows STEM, so STEM, mm-hmm. science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. But along the years, people have added some subjects to that, to where we get STREAM. We add religion for the Catholic schools. And so the STREAM Lab, but we can call it a makerspace. We're calling ours lovingly the Inspiration Station. It's a place for the students and teachers to come and tinker and deconstruct and use tools that maybe they don't use normally. and just a place to collaborate and use their creativity and innovation in a different way. So we'll have a Stream Lab that will be up and running, along with a curriculum that the teachers can use to work through during the year. So I think the kids are really going
to
enjoy
it. That's great to have that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And at my school, St. Bede and Point Breeze, we've been having construction over the summer, and Stream Lab will debut. And that's really nice. Important that all these Catholic schools are getting updated with the technology and really, you know, competing with the private and the public school sector. And it's really, really important to have the upcoming bells and whistles. Now, Ed, you're taking the reins from Justin Vanaska, who last year, he wore two hats. He was a teacher, but he was also the principal. What were his key contributions, and then how do you build on those?
Well, Justin's an extremely deeply religious person, and he loves to share that passion for Christ with the kids, and that's his passion in education. He wants to teach the religious education in the classroom. He does the retreats, service projects. He plans the masses. He loves to do the morning prayer, and he's going to continue to do all those things as he's done well.
That's great.
And in addition to that, through the summer, he's been up there helping me from day to day, getting ready for the school year. So he's a great guy to work with. He has a tremendous heart and a tremendous soul, so I think he would work well with anybody. But we're working together real well and getting ready for the next year.
Yep. So you've obviously collaborated with him a lot during the transition period.
Absolutely.
Especially over the summer.
Yes.
Now, Melanie, you have an interesting background. You're from Newcastle, but you also have taught in Atlanta, Georgia, London, England, before coming back home to Lawrence County. How have your experiences down south and across the ocean, your experiences and perspective help you back into the local classroom?
Well, you know, when you grow up small town Western Pennsylvania, that's a whole thing in and of itself. So when you leave, you know, you're exposed to different cultures than you're used to, different ways of living, different faiths, different types of people. So I think all my experiences have given me more of a world perspective and an open mind as far as people go. So that's always important as a teacher, to be able to share that with your students. I've also been really lucky to be in great, great schools, and I really perfected the craft of teaching, especially abroad. My school in London was fantastic for that, and I really give them all credit for what kind of teacher I am today. And all of my schools also were very heavily involved in educational technology. So I came back to Newcastle with my craft perfected, with a worldview and a cultural view, and also with a lot of experience in technology. So I think the Lord just kind of dropped me in where I was needed at St. Vitus.
It's like the local girl does good.
Yes. You know, I hope so.
You grew up in the community. You have the world vision and then the perspective of down south, and then coming back home and bringing the best of both worlds, so to speak. And then, so that was, you've taught in public schools too?
Always public schools, and always urban schools.
Really?
And then I found myself in a private Catholic school. So it was also quite a spiritual journey for me.
Sure.
And I really got back to my faith, and throughout learning other faiths, you know, you kind of appreciate your own faith that much more. And so it's been a great experience just all around for me.
What a great, experience, and you can't learn that from a textbook. It's just the living personal experiences. That's fantastic. And then to bring that back to St. Vitus, definitely. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, the administrator of the Catholic community of the East End of Pittsburgh, which is the parishes of St. Bede and Point Breeze, St. Charles Lwanga in the East End, and St. James in Wilkinsburg. And this morning, I'm really honored to have featuring St. Vitus Catholic School located in Newcastle, Lawrence County. And with me this morning is the new incoming principal, Ed Sharbaugh, and Melanie Wydelko, who is the fourth grade and technology teacher coming to St. Vitus. And Ed, you've announced new partnerships between St. Vitus School and Duquesne University and Grove City College. Can you tell our listeners this morning about the new partnerships that you have with St. Vitus?
Yes, I'm very excited about the, working with Dr. Franny Jo Soranka from Duquesne University. She's got a tremendous resume as a successful experience as a Catholic school principal for years, and now she's at Duquesne teaching future principals and superintendents.
I remember when she was the principal at Duquesne Catholic in the Duquesne City Schools.
Yeah, she's dynamite.
And, great lady.
And she's offered her assistance in any way we need her. I expect we will use her mostly with staff development and maybe help with some supervision and things along those lines. But she was the first person that I had asked to be on the school's advisory council.
Oh, great.
So she is actually going to have her thumb on the pulse of everything going on at the school. Every month when we have a meeting, she'll constantly be assessing and recommending. And she will be a person that doesn't just recommend what we need to do, but you know, step up and help us in any way we need. So I'm really excited about working with her. She's chairing the, of course, the academic chair. And then with Grove City, we're working with Dr. Phyllis Gennario, who is the chair, co-chair for the education department. And I've already collaborated with her. She helped me with the scheduling and the curriculum. We sat down and worked together on that. And we're working on a project with both her and Duquesne University. And this is something I think is new. I haven't heard about it anywhere else, but we're trying to set up one-to-one tutoring with their education students at the university and college to adopt a student from St. Vitus and maybe be able to work through some platform, and that's Melanie's department, how they'll, you know, get on a site and be able to look at the same screen and help them with her homework and do that kind of thing. So we're
like
working
a good
on
mentoring,
that right now.
Partnership,
yes, definitely.
Yeah, big brother,
yes,
big sister type thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we're kind of excited about getting that rolling. And she's again, one of those people, she was on that committee that put together the strategic plan and willing to help wherever needed, whenever asked.
And again, this is another think outside the box type of thing with the local universities. And Grove City and Duquesne are very well respected in Western Pennsylvania.
Absolutely, right.
Fantastic. And then St. Vitus students are the ones that benefit from
it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, Melanie, you've been working closely with the parents, the alumni, and the parishioners and friends of St. Vitus School to increase in enrollment. And enrollment did go up 2 years ago, back in 2017, up 25%. How did you do it, and what are your plans for this school year? So that's a phenomenal task.
Right, it is, and very important. And I have to say that my full belief is that it is the will of God that, you know, that we had that increase, and it was the guidance of the Holy Spirit, absolutely. But on top of that, you know, we as the people there really put the work and the effort in too. It was really a grassroots effort, an old-fashioned grassroots effort. We had community members step up and step in and offer their help, and they did so and raise funds. We had parents really become a force of nature and go out into the churches to speak and recruit children. And so really it was just a really massive effort on behalf of everybody. Even our children and students got involved, you know, by going to speak at churches and be visible there for everyone to see. So, again, you know, obviously moved by the Holy Spirit, but it was a massive effort on the part of everybody involved in the school and others outside the school, too.
Taking a vested interest in this.
Right.
Say, hey, we're invested in this, and tapping into the alumni, the parishioners, the neighbors.
Right.
It's kind of personal, too, you know?
Yes.
Now, Ed, we were talking earlier about the new pastor at Holy Spirit Parish there in Lawrence County, Father Joe McCafferty, and he has a phenomenal commitment to revitalizing the St. Vitus school and community and hiring you and adding all these nice programs, thinking outside the box, getting a fresh perspective. He's also issued a challenge saying that the community and the parish now has to step up to the plate and support it. How can people help, starting with enrollment in other ways that Melanie just started with, you know, tapping into the alumni?
Yes, well, I think our first goal is to just increase the enrollment. So those students there or families that have students of school age, if they would take a good look at the school, hopefully we can sell the school to them with the programs we're doing. There are about 500 kids in the faith formation outside of the school, and I'm thinking if we can just tap into a small percentage of those, it's going to be a huge increase, you know, for us. One of the things to our advantage is that in the past, St. Vitus School belonged to St. Vitus Church, and now that all seven sites belong to the Holy Spirit Parish and St. Vitus School belongs to the parish, I think people will take a little more ownership, and I think they'll be more than willing. They're great people. We've seen it time and time again. People will step up when asked. So I think they will step up. We need them financially. Mm-hmm. We need their talents and experiences and their volunteer hours. Anyway, they can help, we're going to ask for the help and we're going to use it. And I think that's really part of my job is to be a communicator, you know, to facilitate these things, but not necessarily to be the guy that has to do everything, just to ask for the help. And I think they'll step up and do it.
And I think the location of St. Vitus School, it's in the heart of the downtown Newcastle. It's the yes. county seat of the county. I grew up in the city here in Pittsburgh, but I drove all over western Pennsylvania, and I love Lawrence County and Mercer mm-hmm. County and the beautiful northern tier of the Diocese of Pittsburgh, and just the location where St. Vitus is, and now that Holy Spirit Parish is the whole county, Lawrence County, it's great because you can come into downtown Newcastle, north, south, east, or west, and St. Vitus is right. literally right there in the right. middle, not too mm-hmm. far from the county courthouse and from downtown. Would you
yes.
agree?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So transportation and accessibility, not too far from 422 and the Pennsylvania Turnpike
right.
and things like that.
Yeah, I think people are going to start to feel a little more connected to
sure.
the sewer. Yeah.
And it's a new beginning. And as Melanie alluded to, it's the Holy Spirit. And I love that because it's Holy Spirit Parish. Mm-hmm. And just like when the apostles were given that gift of the Spirit to go out and start evangelizing and start a fresh perspective, and that's what St. Vitus School can do for the community at large in Lawrence yes. County. So school starts up a little over a week from now, and lots of great energy and great excitement ahead coming into the halls and classrooms.
Yes, and mm-hmm. teachers have already been in there working and preparing classrooms and communicating with families, so I think we're going to be ready.
That's great. Yes. And Melanie, if somebody would like to look or get some more information of St. Vitus School, how would they reach you?
Well, we're always happy for people to give us a call, so our number is 724-654-9297. And then we're very proud of our website, so you can find some information at www.saint, which is stvitusschool.com, or also visit the Holy Spirit Parish website, which links to our website. And then we're very active in social media, so if you really want to find out who we are, please take a look at our Facebook page. Just search St. Vitus Catholic School and Alumni. That's where we really tell our story. We're also on Instagram, and we're launching a Twitter in the fall. So there's lots of ways to find
wow.
us. Reach out.
And you got the new Stream Lab coming in. And,
yes.
Getting ready to get those computer labs and science, technology, and
yes.
faith. Go
yes.
for that, too.
That's right. We're really kind of wanting to be rooted in tradition and faith, of course, but looking forward and moving into the 21st century for learning.
That's great. You're looking forward to working with Ed as your new principal?
Well, Ed and I, we mm-hmm. share a vision, and it was kind of a fluke that we figured out that we shared that vision, but we talked once quickly when he was coming in, and it's been off to the races ever since,
yes.
hasn't it? So
we're very fortunate to have Melanie with her technology background and another certified teacher
That's
with
great.
Technology and one with engineering. So yeah, it's really the Holy Spirit's working.
The Holy Spirit's definitely working in
yes.
Lawrence County, Holy
yes.
Spirit Parish. Congratulations on that, and really excited to feature St. Vitus. So Ed Sarbaugh and Melanie Wydelko, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be back in a moment. This morning in our Plus segment, we're featuring a coach's clinic, Play Like a Champion Today. It's going to be held next Saturday, August the 24th from 9 a.m. until noon on the campus of St. Paul Seminary in Crafton and in the Cardinals Great Hall. This is a great crafted by leaders in the field sports of psychology, coaching, education, Catholic theology, and moral development. Play Like a Champion Today is centered around the principles of justice, tolerance, respect, and solidarity. This program is supported by Origins from the University of Notre Dame, and it's designed to bring the best athlete-centered practices to our Catholic soul system. So Play Like a Champion Coaches Clinic, held next Saturday, August the 24th, 9 until noon, on the campus of St. Paul Seminary, located at 2900 Noblestown Road in the Crafton Greentree area. It can be held in Cardinals Gray Hall. To register or for questions, please call Gary Rooney at 412-456-3090. That's 412-456-3090. Coach's Clinic, Play Like a Champion, next Saturday, August 24th, 9 to noon at St. Paul Seminary. We'll see you there. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus, and thanks again to our supporters, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. I'm Father Tom Burke. Join us again in 2 weeks at 6:30 right here on KDKA Radio.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.